WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A longtime Brazos County official has died. Funeral services for former county judge and commissioner Randy Sims have been set for 11 a.m. at Grace Bible Church on Monday. Sims served 8 years as county judge and 16 years as Precinct 3 commissioner. He was a commissioner when current county judge Dwayne Peters was elected constable in 1993.
I guess we both have pretty strong personalities, and there were times that we disagreed, and, you know, we might even vote in different directions, but Randy was the kind of guy that, you know, if he might be aggravated at you right then, but when the vote was taken and we walked out of there, we could shake hands and we were good friends. And I consider Randy my mentor.
Sims, who also served one term on the Bryan City Council, operated a barbecue restaurant on South Texas for 27 years in the building currently occupied by Jose's. The College Station Community Committee, contemplating a city bond issue this November, has finished 3 public forums. Mayor Nancy Berry says she's waiting for the committees to narrow down the list of ideas regarding public facilities, parks, and streets, among other things.
I personally am not going to make any changes because I think we put together a blue ribbon committee, and we've asked them to do the work, and they've done it. And I'm going to follow their recommendations.
This will wrap up the work of a 23-member committee that has been at work since last fall. Local officials investigating 2 cases of improper photography. A Texas A&M student who works in Hullabaloo Residence Hall is accused of using his smartphone to record someone in a bathroom stall. According to the arrest report, the victim watched a phone rise above the stall and angle down toward him. University Police Lieutenant Alan Barone says they know of only one victim.
After reporting this to us, investigators begin to look into the case and were able to obtain a surveillance video from the residence hall, and were able to identify a person of interest in this case.
Investigators learned the person who shot the video worked at a business inside the building. That led to the arrest of 21-year-old Joe Colunga of Baytown, who turned himself in at the Brazos County Jail and was released after posting bond. The second instance was reported yesterday to Bryan Police. A significant activity report says the location at Rudder High School. No further information is currently available. A Hearn man has been arrested for stalking his ex-girlfriend in College Station. The victim told police 24-year-old Daniel Dwayne Cooks started tailing her after she left work Wednesday afternoon. On University near Welburn, while stopped in traffic, Cooks got out of his vehicle and started beating on the window and yelling at her. After traffic started moving, Cooks bumped the victim's vehicle with his and continued to follow her until he was stopped by police. The victim said Cooks also followed her home the day before and sent threatening text messages. The future of the head of the state's Health and Human Services Department lies with the governor. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner, who chairs the Senate's Health and Human Services Committee, was asked on WTAW's The Infomaniacs what he thought Governor Abbott's next step will be following a task force report that was critical of HHS Commissioner Kyle Janik.
Oftentimes when a new governor comes in and there are problems in the agency, they'd like to kind of start with a new slate, and that oftentimes incorporates a change of leadership.
And yesterday, a state audit into a $110 million contracting scandal at HHS says a lack of ethics and accountability cleared the way for a no-bid deal that remains under investigation. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 71 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience, and that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers, like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office.
Good morning. It's 8:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
Considerable cloudiness across the area this morning. We'll look for a shower or thunderstorm to try to come through this afternoon, though. The activity will be relatively isolated. Temperatures near 80. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm tonight, 50 to 55. Tomorrow, looks like we could see a shower or thunderstorm early. Otherwise, it's partly sunny and cooler, 65 to 70. Clouds return tomorrow night. There could be a shower, 55. Lots of clouds Sunday. The risk of a shower or thunderstorm, a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Let's head over to Austin, and it's Friday and time to talk to Kyle Cassell. Kyle, good morning. How are you?
Very well. Good morning and happy Good Friday.
And you too. Now, I guess you've recovered from Tuesday. You know, we had John Rainey on Wednesday morning. He drew that lot after that 17-18 hour filibuster, debate, whatever you want to call it. Give me your observations on that long, long day.
That was nice. As I walked back to my office to get in the car, I said, John, I love you. Have fun with Scott here in an hour and a half.
Well, he did pretty well for somebody who only had that that little amount of sleep. But basically, I know you had a lot of amendments to choose from. And what were the things that maybe you had some second thoughts before you actually decided to vote yay or nay on some things? What did you have to struggle with?
You know, I didn't have to struggle with anything. You know, I'm going to say that Chairman Otto and the Appropriations and the Appropriations staff did an incredible job. They take a lot of time in working on this. So when those amendments, I mean, we're looking at 350-plus amendments. We start at noon on the 31st of March, and, you know, we give every representative the opportunity to lay out their amendments or pull them. And there were some ones that were controversial that didn't make it to the floor. But, you know, we also, as a body, we're very fortunate that the House is united. You know, we've been called an adult. This is going to go to conference with the Senate. So we need to give Chairman Otto and his conference committee the tools they need it to go to the Senate and work on this budget to make sure Texas wins with a good budget for the next biennium.
You know, one of the things that y'all did was to shore up the employee pension fund. That was nearly insolvent for retired teachers' health care plan. So that was one thing that at least you sent along as well.
Oh, absolutely. Education got their fair share. And then when you include $768 million to TRS care for our retired teachers and HB2 and the supplemental, you're doing what's right. These folks have dedicated their life to the future generations of Texas, and we need to make sure they can enjoy their retirement.
Kyle Cassell joining us from Austin this morning. Now, and of course, the struggle is still there. The differences in these two budget bills, the House bill and the Senate version, some of it more leaning toward property tax cuts, others with business tax cuts. Again, you basically represent rural Texans who already get a pretty good cut on their property taxes through ag discounts.
The open space valuation.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So from that standpoint, what can you be more comfortable with a situation where, and I guess what I would want to ask is, would that open space also get the same reduction that homeowners in suburbia get as far as a percentage?
Well, I can't answer that specifically, but I will say this, that open space valuation is imperative that we keep that for agriculture producers as we continue to produce more food on less acres. And, I mean, we're fighting increased costs like everybody else. That's important. You know, most folks, I loved watching some of the new members on the House floor, thought that this was the budget, and we've got a long way to go before we get to vote on the actual budget for the state of Texas. This conference committee between the House and the Senate, you know, I'm ready to see what that beast is going to look like.
Yeah, because this isn't really tongue and groove. There are going to be some sharp edges there. They're going to have to be rounded off of it before that ever happens. But do you feel like there is still an opportunity? There'll be some business tax cuts as well. And do you see anything as far as the sales tax coming out of that?
Absolutely. Otto left some room there in the supplemental and left some in the budget. You know, we stayed about $2 billion away from the spending cap. So there's opportunities. And like I said, he and Senator Nelson are going to provide us with a budget here, I hope soon, or, you know, I'd hate for him to bring it to us on June 1st and we'll spend all summer here, but you never know how long it's going to take those guys to work that out.
You know, I don't know where he sits to you in relation to the floor, but I think John Rainey is almost right next door to you in the offices, right? But they're in the Capitol
complex.
Well, no,
we moved halls.
Oh, did you?
We're closer on the floor this session and further away in the building, but, you know, Tara and Anna, our two chiefs, you know, they spend a lot of time on the phone together, and our working relationship with that office is second to none. Of course, we share that same relationship with Doc Anderson's office and Tracy up north.
Sure. Now, one of the things that did come to the floor was 1903. They were discussing the Blinn situation and how dollars should be allocated to follow the students, basically. Can you tell me how you voted on that?
Yeah, I voted with Mr. Rainey. Okay. That was an easy vote in the appropriations and how it laid out. A lot of these tough votes, they have it taken care of in the appropriations bill, and we need to stick with Chairman Otto and the appropriations committee. They've done a lot of work, but that's something that in the higher ed committee will look at other opportunities, and I know John and Blinn continue to work together on this issue.
State of Indiana is on the front page all over this week as Governor Mike Pence wanted to sign into law basically a Religious Freedoms Act, and there's been a lot of pushback on that. There are other states that are struggling with this. Another three pieces of legislation in Texas having to do with religious freedom. What does that outlook seem to be from your point of view?
Well, from the way you laid it out, there's House members that have bills and the Senate members, so they obviously have a companion. Look to see what this Indiana law will do. It just passed, so it's still early in the stages. But from my standpoint, obviously traditional family values are very important to me. Protect our people's religious freedoms and limit government and the private business and industry. I mean, business owners know who they need to hire. This will be interesting to follow. Like you, I was reading a little bit, and this goes back a long time in our history. It starts with the Indians and mm-hmm. other issues. So as laws and times change, we need to make sure those laws are adapted to fit today's world. And, you know, traditional family values are of the utmost importance.
So y'all taking it easy this week, today, and then you've got the budget out of the way. So that's the one thing that by law you need to get done. But what are the things that look to be important on the floor next week or in any of your committee assignments?
Well, next week, it's going to be a really exciting week for us. It'd be environmental reg. We're going to start tackling some of the safety and agriculture concerns with our ammonium nitrate bill and environmental reg. So I look forward to working with the committee on that, and hopefully we can ensure some safety measures in the industry and make sure our ag producers still have the opportunity to use ammonium nitrate in the areas and soils that dictate that to help their crops.
State Representative Kyle Cassell joins us on Fridays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Kyle.
Scott, happy Easter. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh. Blinn College alumni and friends and the Buccaneer Alumni Letterman's Association invite you to the first annual Blinn College Clay Shootout, Friday, April 24th at the Boswell Porter 4-H Shotgun Range in Snook. Entry fee is $500 per team of four, and proceeds from the event will go to support Blinn College students. To learn more about the event or to register yourself or a team, visit us online at foundation.blinn.edu. Come out for great food and fun while supporting Blinn College students.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Tracy's here this morning from the Bush Library and Museum. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Let's look backwards first because you had kind of a busy weekend.
It was busy. We had our Easter event, and it was a challenge.
We talked on the show that there was a lot of traffic because there's a lot of stuff going on over there.
There was big event and a baseball game and the air show at the airport and 4-H and the physics fest. There were a ton of things going on. And the people that did brave the hour-long traffic jam who got to the event all enjoyed it thoroughly.
Well,
I keep on hearing that. So that part went well.
And y'all delayed the start because
we pushed everything back.
Yeah, unintended consequences.
And because Easter moves, we won't have that problem again next year.
Okay.
So
this just happened to be one of them. So
that's right.
We'll move on from there. So let's move forward. What you got going on over there?
Well, we have, and we've talked about this before, one of the great things about living in this town is you have access to so many amazing speakers. April 13th, which is a Monday, we have Nick Card coming. He is one of the lead archaeologists on a dig going on in the Ness of Brogdor.
Ness of Brogdor. That sounds like Brogdor. A planet from Star mm-hmm. Trek.
It sort of does. It's in Scotland,
actually. Well, they talk funny over there anyway.
They do.
And so what's the story here?
There is an archaeological dig there in the Orkney Islands that started... It has its origins back in 2002, and they've known for a long time that there's a historical site. There's a circle of stones that dates back hundreds of years before Stonehenge. But they found this whole community of people that they've dated back to 3200 BC.
Oh, my.
Yes, and they lived in this area for 1,000 years. So they, you would think that they'd be extremely primitive, but they painted their walls.
Oh, my. So there you go.
I wonder
if they had rollers and did that kind of stuff.
Did they trim? I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea.
Molding. It covers all mistakes,
yeah,
right?
Tarp it. Tarp the floor. Make sure the carpet's okay. I don't know what they did.
So how did they find this gathering or this community? How'd they know that it existed even?
Well, the earth kind of domed right there. So they did a geophysical survey in 2002, and they found all these structures underneath the earth. So they started digging, and they've been working on it ever since. I think they've unearthed 10 buildings so far, and the main one that they're calling the temple stood for 1,000 years and was used for all different kinds of things.
Do we know what happened to these people?
What I understand is they're very big in trade. They found things that shouldn't be there because it was kind of a port at the time. But at one point, for some reason, they had a giant feast. They slaughtered about 400 cattle, arranged their leg bones in a certain way, and buried their giant building, and then they left. And I don't know why that happened.
My goodness.
They didn't leave a note, I guess. I don't know what that was about, but... Nick Hart is coming all the way here from Scotland to tell us all about it. Wow. I think it's going to be a neat event.
I would think so, and probably have some visuals to go along with that.
Oh, I hope so, yeah. It was actually in the National Geographic a couple of years ago, so they had a great article if you want to look that up as well. But
and what's the date?
It's Monday, April 13th. Okay. It's in conjunction with the Department of Biology, and I think it's going to be a great event. Of course, it's free.
Sure.
And as soon as I put the information on our website, you can check it out there at bush41.org.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
We visit the folks at the Bush Library here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
The Aggie Report is next.
The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M baseball team was to start a three-game series with Kentucky at Cliff Hagan Stadium last night at 6 o'clock Central Time. However, rain would prevent that game from being played. The Aggies got to the ball field at about 4:15 Eastern Time, and the game called late last night after about a two-and-a-half-hour wait to see if the rain would move out. It did not. So the Aggs now and Kentucky are scheduled to go at 6 o'clock Texas time tonight. Our broadcast would begin at 5:30 over many of these same radio stations. So 5:30 broadcast, 6 o'clock first pitch, and then the final two games of the series would be played as a doubleheader here in Lexington, coming up on Saturday with first pitch at noon Texas time and 11:30 broadcast on this radio station. It would be 2 7-inning games. So 6 o'clock Texas time tonight, game one, doubleheader at noon Texas time on Saturday. I'm Dave South. This will be our final Aggie Report of the year. We look forward to rejoining with our reports coming up in September of this next football season. So that's the Aggie Report. I'm Dave South reporting.
The Aggie Report is a presentation of Texas A&M Sports Network, a property of Learfield Sports.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
I'm Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. If you'll be traveling abroad, you'll probably want to use a credit card that doesn't impose a foreign transaction fee. The good news is the number of those cards being offered is climbing. A new creditcards.com survey shows 37% of the cards being offered by 12 major lenders don't impose a foreign transaction fee. That's a big increase over the number of those cards offered just 2 years ago. Decades ago, you didn't have to drive too far down a highway to find a Howard Johnson's, but sadly, there now are just two of the iconic orange-roofed restaurants remaining. There were three until this week when the Hojo's in Lake Placid, New York, closed its doors for the final time. That restaurant had been in operation since 1956. At one time, Howard Johnson's had more than 1,000 locations, but now there are just two in Lake George, New York, and Bangor, Maine. The stock market was closed today for Good Friday. That's your money now.
I don't care what they say. If you own a business, you did build that. You faced the tough challenges and you made the smart calls. So if your business is growing and you need more space, make the smart call today. General Steel. Our buildings have been used around the world, saving our customers as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. If your need is for storage and manufacturing, sure, we're the best. But with our custom exteriors and designs, General Steel buildings are used as offices, churches, retail stores, and more. Imagine a 5,000 square foot building for less than $35,000. Or even 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. These are prices you just can't ignore on a building designed specifically for you. Make the smart call and call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. Save as much as half the cost of conventional construction and own the space you need. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. You know, you ask your joints to do a lot of things, from simple movements to playing sports to lifting a toddler. So it only makes sense to support those rather important joints with a trusted product like Essential Joint Care from the Activate Company. Now, whether age or overuse has led you to seek some joint relief or support, well, Essential Joint Care will work faster than anything on the market to get those joints working like they used to. Now, Dr. Steelman's high-quality glucosamine chondroitin formula protects and revitalizes cartilage. It eases occasional joint stress and nourishes the joint matrix. Whether it's running after a soccer ball, bending over to plant some flowers, or opening a jar, Essential Joint Care works inside the joint to make the joint work for you. You can find out more about Essential Joint Care at myactivate.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call them toll free at 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411. Oh, most of you know that at one time there were some real boom and bust towns in this country. One day a town was loaded with hundreds, perhaps thousands of people and dozens of thriving businesses, and the next day it was practically a ghost town. Now, there are two industries that have caused this situation in American history. One was the discovery of oil, but the big one, the one that caused the most boom and bust syndrome, was gold. When gold was discovered, every ne'er-do-well who couldn't make a living scratching the ground or driving a herd would pack up and head for the promised land in the hopes of striking it rich. There were a few fellows who actually hit the mother lode and wound up fabulously wealthy. But the whole idea was fraught with danger. Not only was traveling a bit dangerous in those days, but once you reached your destination, you faced unbelievable odds. Unless you were the person who found the gold to begin with, by the time you got there, most of the good land had been claimed. Not only that, but if you did manage to stake a claim and find some gold on your land, well, you're darn lucky if you weren't attacked by claim jumpers or robbed by highwaymen, not to mention the physical work. Even if you were trying to pan a few nuggets out of the stream, it was hard, back-breaking work, and you had to do it for hours just to get a few grains of the precious mineral. But the discovery of gold did make a few people quite rich. Leadville, Colorado is one good example. Leadville was a major strike that gave up her gold for years, and at one time the town was about as boom as you could get. People arriving from all over the country with a dream to hit the mother lode, and several people got very rich. We've told you about a lot of successful people on this program, and many of those stories were about women who overcame huge odds. Our new book, which is now available, by the way, entitled Extraordinary Women, The Things That They Have Done That You Never Knew, tells a bunch of those stories. Like Mrs. Sarah Ray. Yeah, that's right, Mrs. Ray. She became the very first millionaire in Leadville. She made $1 million at a time when a nickel would buy you a gallon of milk. But she didn't do it digging in the ground, or selling drinks to thirsty miners, or even feeding them. No, it's a little-known fact that the very first Leadville millionaire was one of the first women to ever make a million on her own, and she did it by taking in laundry.
Sniffing out malaria. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Mosquitoes that are able to carry malaria are attracted to people infected with a malaria parasite. How? Washington University School of Medicine microbiologist Audrey Odom reports in the journal MBio that malaria parasites produce terpenes, strong-smelling compounds usually produced by plants to communicate with insects.
So the kind of things that make lemons smell like lemons or pine trees smell like pine trees. And we wondered whether or not the malaria parasite might make these same kind of plant-like compounds in order to attract mosquitoes.
Odom's team identified the terpenes the parasites make and found that mosquitoes respond to them. Their goals are to develop a breathalyzer test to quickly identify people infected with malaria and come up with ways to short-circuit the parasite-to-mosquito communication to slow the spread of the disease. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
The word is out. The city with America's fastest internet speeds. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up.
Looking forward to your tax refund? Hey, so are identity thieves who steal refunds by filing fraudulent tax returns. Last year alone, they stole more than an estimated $5 billion from hardworking Americans just like you. Once an identity thief gets a hold of your tax forms, they know that virtually all the information they need to steal your identity, and even your life savings, is right there. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides protection for your Social Security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. And while no one can stop all identity theft and nobody can monitor every single business, LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides their most comprehensive identity theft protection available. If you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, do what I did and get LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and use promo code Kim to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Call 1-800-417-3841. 800-417-3841, 800-417-3841.
If you want to download an entire HD movie in as little as 7 seconds, you have to live in the city with the fastest internet speeds. That city is not New York or San Francisco or even LA. It's Atlanta, Georgia. The company providing these lightning speeds is not Google Fiber. It's NBC's Comcast. Oh, and one more thing. Comcast service will be twice the speed of Google, a stunning 2 gigabits per second. So while Google has been tantalizing various cities with the promise of super fast service, a competitor has come along offering twice the speed. Of course, all this has happened just in case the net neutrality rules become law. Providers are racing to get the fastest internet service they can provide before any government mandates. By the way, Comcast says it will be price competitive with Google Fiber, but twice the speed. Read more about Comcast Gigabit Pro service and get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. A local leader in government and business has died. Randy Sims served a combined 24 years as Brazos County judge and commissioner before retiring 4 years ago. Current County Judge Dwayne Peters considered Sims his mentor.
He was a great community guy. He spent a lot of time, even outside of government, but just dealing with people. He was a great people person.
Peter says Sims' ability to get along with everyone came from the barbecue restaurant he ran in Bryan for 27 years.
He would, at Christmas time, make a big batch of sauce and then give away quarts of the sauce to, you know, to the staff and commissioners and all. And it was something I really looked forward to at Christmas. I don't know what the recipe was. I think it was a family secret. He never would give it out. But it was really good.
Sims and his wife, Brenda, were named Citizens of the Year at last November's Chamber of Commerce annual banquet. Sims, who also served on the Bryan City Council, was active in many local and state organizations. You can read a list on our website at WTAW.com. Funeral services for Randy Sims are scheduled for Monday at 11 at Grace Bible Church. Significant activity from the Bryan Police Department included a case of improper photography at Rudder High School yesterday. No further details are available at this time. In College Station, Texas A&M police arrested a student who works at a business inside Hullabaloo Residence Hall for shooting video of a student who was in a bathroom stall. Lieutenant Alan Barone says surveillance video led to finding the suspect.
This case remains under investigation, and anyone with information regarding this case or any similar incidents is urged to contact the University Police Department at 979-845-2345.
According to the arrest report, the victim saw a phone rise above the stall and angle down towards him.
It's always important for individuals to be aware of their surroundings, their personal safety, no matter where they are. And any time that they observe anything suspicious or feel that they may be the victim of some type of criminal offense, to contact their local police department.
The student who was arrested, 21-year-old Joe Kalunga of Baytown, lives off campus. He is out of jail after posting bond. A Hearn man has been arrested for stalking his ex-girlfriend in College Station. The victim told police 24-year-old Daniel Dwayne Cooks started tailing her after she left work on Wednesday afternoon on University near Welburn. While stopped in traffic, Cooks got out of his vehicle and started beating on the window and yelling at her. After traffic started moving, Cooks bumped the victim's vehicle with his and continued to follow her till he was stopped by police. The victim said Cooks also followed her home the day before and sent threatening text messages. The committee of 23 College Station volunteers has collected public opinions about what should be included in a bond issue going to voters this November.
Each of the committees, this transportation, parks, and facilities, will now meet. They've gotten the public information. They've gotten the information from staff. They are going to go and narrow down the projects that they are going to come and recommend to City Council.
Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says she will not make any changes to what will be recommended by what she considers a blue ribbon committee. More criticism has come to the director of the state agency that has 54,000 employees and spends one-third of the state's budget. Health and Human Services Commissioner Kyle Janicks was the subject of the state audit released yesterday that shows a $110 million contracting scandal that was the result of a lack of ethics and accountability. This follows the governor's task force report on HHS. The Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner says recommends some reorganizing.
DADS, Department of Aging and Disability Services, as well as the Department of Assistive and Rehabilitative Services being merged, but that timeline being postponed 1 year to 2018. With maintaining independent agencies, the Department of Family and Protective Services, as well as the Department of State Health Services.
Schwartner was asked on WTAW's The Infomaniacs about the future of HHS Commissioner Kyle Janicks, who has come under fire.
That's the governor's call regarding the leadership of the entire enterprise. I certainly know Commissioner Janicks, and I think his heart's in the right place.
Schwartner, who chairs the Senate's Health and Human Services Committee, joined other lawmakers to review the task force report with the governor and his staff. Texas lawmakers are out of Austin for a three-day weekend after putting in overtime earlier this week, passing the first draft of the state's next budget. While there are proposed tax cuts to business and homeowners, Representative Kyle Cassell of rural Brazos County doesn't know if that will also apply to open space valuations on agricultural land.
Well, I can't answer that specifically, but I will say this, that open space valuation is imperative that we keep that for agricultural producers as we continue to produce more food on less acres. And, I mean, we're fighting increased costs like everybody else.
Cassell's district covers rural areas between West and College Station. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 71 degrees. We've got more news today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Do you want to sell or trade your vehicle without all the headaches it usually takes? No. At Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place, we are buying pre-owned vehicles of every kind every day. Want to trade up or lower your payments? This is your opportunity. Stop by Allen Honda for a free evaluation of your current vehicle. However, you better make haste. We only have until the end of the month to grow our inventory. Take big advantage of this time-sensitive matter and come by Allen Honda today.
Pull. Blinn College alumni and friends and the Buccaneer Alumni Letterman's Association invite you to the first annual Blinn College Clay Shootout, Friday, April 24th at the Boswell Porter 4-H Shotgun Range in Snook. Entry fee is $500 per team of four, and proceeds from the event will go to support Blinn College students. To learn more about the event or to register yourself or a team, visit us online at foundation.blinn.edu. Come out for great food and fun while supporting Blinn College students.
About 20 till, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. So, Mill Cannon is an Atlanta artist who's done videos for Usher and other big stars. Oh, it reminds me. Who is Beyoncé married to?
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
That's it. What did Jay-Z call Beyoncé before they got married?
Fiancé.
I heard it from someone down the hall.
Yeah, but see, he can't be doing that. See?
Why not?
Well, because if he's either that or y'all have to fake being amused.
Oh, we do with you anyway.
Yeah, I'll say. Yeah. Brian from Peace 107 came down. He said, I know you like silly jokes, so here, and he tells me that. How did I know he was going to spread it all up and down the hall?
Okay. He told me.
If there's a bad joke teller up here, it's him.
He told me yesterday.
But he tells good bad jokes.
He does. Yeah, really good ones. I agree. Anyway. Mel Cannon, Atlanta artist who has done videos for Usher and other big stars. But Cannon's latest project is drawing a lot of attention using just 12 packets of ketchup and two large orders of fries. Mel painted the Last Supper in a new video. A 3-minute video shows the painting from start to finish, with Mel using only the ketchup as paint and only the French fries as paint brushes. At the end of the video, we learn the reason behind the painting. A word flash on the screen saying the cost of two large fries is $5 would feed 100 hungry people on Easter. Telling you that to tell you this. Italian archaeologists think they know what was on the menu at the Last Supper, even if it wasn't drawn by McDonald's French fries and ketchup. Researchers studying Palestinian cuisine for the first century found clues in Bible verses and Jewish writings and ancient Roman works and archaeological discoveries. And Discovery News says the Last Supper menu likely was a bean stew, lamb, olives, bitter herbs, a fish sauce, unleavened bread, dates, and wine.
Fish sauce for the lamb?
I don't know. I'm just saying. Well, if they didn't know any better, and they didn't have ketchup, so there. Or mayo. Lamb and mayonnaise. Ooh, boy, sounds good. They also say that unlike the famous painting by Leonardo da Vinci, the food wasn't eaten during a formal seated gathering at a table. Instead, Jesus and the apostles likely reclined on floor cushions like the Romans used to back then. So, we'll see.
That's the way they depicted it in Killing Jesus.
Where that they're hanging, just laying around?
Just laying around, you know, kind of a little flat table lit.
Right, got it. New study says, I don't know why this is a new study or why it's amazing, but anyhow, the new study says our ability to Google answers to all the world's questions makes us think we're smarter than we actually are. The study from Yale University found it's easier to confuse your own knowledge with Google searches, and that's when people are truly on their own. They may be wildly inaccurate about how much they know and how dependent they are on the Internet. CBS News says that people with an inflated sense of knowledge could be especially dangerous in politics or in other areas where important decisions need to be made.
You've never known true desperation until you've clicked next on a list of Google results. When you get to that second page, it's
or third,
dire.
Yeah, exactly. You're going, did you mean?
I am not feeling lucky today.
Yeah, but look, before we had Google, we knew that there were politicians who didn't know what the hell they were talking about who were making decisions.
True.
And it happens to this day and has since day one.
The Internet's like a bunch of tubes.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, that's what the senator said.
Yeah. Little air tubes that have those things that go through.
Thump.
Yep.
Thump.
Very nice. Scientists who created the first 3D map of a person's skin say we're covered with the chemical residues from shampoos, beauty products, and clothing. The researchers from the University of California, San Diego, found that 8% of the skin swabs were attributed to lingering residues from beauty products and or cosmetic ingredients.
I should be more than safe then.
Yeah. And again, is this supposed to be surprising in some way, shape, or form? WebMD says that it's still unknown if all the residue is harmful to our skin. Oh, my gosh. You know what that means, of course.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yep.
We're going to die.
That's right.
We're all going to die.
We're all going to die.
Just saying. Okay. I don't know if this is true or not. It says here that the average Taco Bell customer visits there once every 11 days.
No. Okay. Not true.
Somebody else is doing your no. Oh. Is that too high, too low?
I was like, you're assuming. No, that for me is too high.
Okay, all right, okay.
That's a couple times a month deal.
I drove by, I saw a picture of that biscuit thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And?
I don't know, I just saw a picture.
Did it look good?
No. Now, you know what it looked to me like was messy?
Oh.
Well, because, I mean, look, you're buying one of those biscuits anyway. Let's say that because you've had a McDonald's breakfast with a biscuit, you know, and you take a bite, and what's it do?
Falls apart.
Of course, it crumbles. And I can't imagine this thing's going to be any different. And you're turning your head at an angle to eat it because it's a taco, right? And then, boom, there you go. Just saying. Robert Schuller has passed away. This is a pretty amazing story, the ups and downs there. Robert Schuller, who had the Hour of Power.
Oh, yes.
This thing, I think it was being seen by 20 million people a week at its highest point. He started by preaching on top of a concession stand at a drive-in movie theater.
Rented for $10 a Sunday.
Is that right?
That's what I heard yesterday.
Well, you know, ended up with millions and millions of dollars, but then apparently passed it on to new leadership, and they squandered it. He sued to try to get his name back and couldn't. And so the Crystal Cathedral in Garden Grove, California, was sold to another church. He retired from preaching in 2006. His son took over for a little while, and his daughter now runs the church. He was 88 years old. And it was a spectacular thing to see. I mean, there's no doubt the Crystal Cathedral was, because the sun coming through and all that kind of stuff. It's, it's quite the visual. California has announced statewide water restrictions for the first time in history. Did that earlier this week. The order is to combat the region's devastating drought, the worst ever, since they've been keeping records. Jerry Brown is targeting a 25% reduction in water usage across cities and towns throughout California by a combination of measures. My wife was in Wichita Falls last weekend. They've had a long-term drought.
Mm-hmm.
And she's driving through there, and she took pictures, sent me pictures, of these giant black water tanks. In the front yards of nice homes in Wichita Falls.
People buying water?
They're buying water to put in their swimming pools.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Ginormous, ugly, black water tanks. Because, I mean, the county can't afford to give up the water for something like that. So you got to buy it. You got to have it trucked in. You got to have it stored right there. So you can't even take care of your evaporation with local water. You have to buy it and bring it in.
Well, I mean, if you got the money to do it, okay.
And I guess that's it. And now let's expand this to the state of California. And, this gets into agriculture uses
sure.
of water. And
yeah.
again, why should we?
Who gets priority, the residents or the farmers?
That's right. I was and I was wondering if Mr. Downs was coming in to give us our Good Friday donuts, and sure enough,
I can't hear anything.
Well, you will when I do that.
Oh,
how's that? Is that
nice.
Better?
Oh.
You know the old what was the old Jack Nicholson movie where he got his nose cut? Remember that?
Chinatown.
That was that had to do with water. I mean, that had to do with the water system.
Hello.
So we didn't know if you were going to come in today. You basically have been busted.
What did I do this time?
Well,
your donuts are here.
No, that has nothing to do with it.
What?
A listener called and said, didn't Mr. Downs say that HD would be on Monday?
Yeah, well, we tried.
I know. It was an insect infestation.
No, it wasn't insect infestation or anything. It just didn't work. We called the company, and they said, "Oh, okay, we know what part's bad. We'll ship it right to you."
And were you like, wait a minute?
On Tuesday,
yeah.
Then they said, "We really don't have that part on the shelf."
Which is why we didn't include it the first time.
Yeah, so we'll just, if you could just send that back to us, we'll be happy to repair it and send it to you in a defective condition again, no doubt.
Cool. So we keep waiting to be smarter, and we will someday, so we know.
I don't get that point. I just don't.
Oh, yeah.
HD makes us sound smarter. I'm missing it.
It's true.
I see.
Clearer, more concise, all of those things. So thank you for bringing the donuts.
I brought your stupid donuts today. And
you notice the affection in his voice as he says that.
Well, I didn't even get the ones I wanted. They were out.
Sounds just like an okay Friday.
How are you out?
They were out of donuts. They were out of my donuts.
Which is the same thing as being
out of donuts in my book.
How many locations did you go to?
Oh, I'm not going to be a fool about it.
Nobody was late to work today, so they had time to stop and get donuts.
I don't know what that was. Normally there's a line out the door. You guys have no idea what I put up.
Right. I don't.
Literally, there may be 7-8 people in line ahead of me on a Friday just to get your stupid donuts. Today there was not, but there were no donuts. So
people came in and they left because however, being the trooper that you are,
I came in I limited it a little bit.
Okay.
Normally, I get you, I get you the regular donuts.
That's right.
Because you gripe about anything else.
I do.
And then I get a box of sprinkles because sprinkles are for closers.
Yes. Well, they ain't none of them working here today. So I don't have any
sprinkles today.
Yeah. Well, it's just sprinkles and not coffee because I don't know how I'd get started.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, there's that. Okay. You know, something you told me yesterday is still bothering me.
Okay.
Because I was thinking about it last night, and I was thinking about it this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Will Wheaton as the new captain in Star Trek?
Yes.
I know. Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it?
It can't just be me concerned about this, is it?
No, it's not. And also,
I mean, that's probably the first Star Trek captain who ever was a vegan or something. You know?
You hate that it happened yesterday because today is the anniversary of the cancellation of the TV show. 1969 on this date.
Oh.
Yeah, it was 62nd in the ratings.
It wasn't a particularly the Kirk thing wasn't a particularly good show.
Yeah,
The Next Generation was fairly spectacular.
Well, he had really bad hair, and he looked like Brill cream on his hair too.
If you ever get a chance, and I know you won't, but if you ever get a chance, the YouTube remake, the 5-minute and 10-minute remakes of Star Trek Tomorrow or whatever it's called, they stocked it with character actors who look almost exactly like the original.
Oh, really?
Actors.
Well, I'll have to go in and look
at
it.
It's almost like a parody, except they don't play it that way.
Oh.
It's played like real Star Trek episode. But there's Kirk in the gold top and everything. It's all done on a budget of love.
Did you yesterday Google Will Wheaton in Star Trek to see if there was any sources?
I had no reason to doubt you, Scott.
Okay. That's a first.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 15th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Katie Dempsey. Yesterday was World Autism Awareness Day. So here to talk about the Leaps for Autism Walk, here's Amy Day.
My name is Amy Day, and I'm a proud mother of two little boys, one of which is on the autism spectrum. And I help lead our local autism support group called FACET, which stands for Families of Autistic Children Engaged Together for Support. And I work at Texas A&M and I'm on the Center on Disability and Development. Last year was the first year that we held this event. We, got together and kind of decided that it was time for us to have a walkathon where the money would stay locally. I had been participating in walkathons in Houston, but you just never really know where that money you raise goes.
Sure.
And really having a local event makes every dollar that you donate go that much further. So the majority of the funds will go to the Autism Clinic at Brazos Valley Rehabilitation Center. And then a smaller portion of the funds goes to the local autism support group. Last year, part of the funds were used to help sponsor an autism awareness training for local emergency first responders. And that's really something that I feel our community needs, for our policemen, our firemen, our EMTs to know how to approach a person that may be on the spectrum during an emergency situation, because it could really make a difference. The funds we'll raise for the support group will also be used for respite care, so a day where the families can go to the movies together. We have monthly sensory-friendly movies at Cinemark, so every once in a while to be able to offer events like that at no cost to families is also something that we would like to be able to do.
So if someone's listening and they want to get involved with the walk, how does it work?
It's open to the public. Everything is free. There is no cost. If you would like to help us with the fundraising, then you're able to go to leapsforautism.com, and you can register for the walk there, and you can create a team. It could be a family team. If you own a business and you want your business to come out, you can start a business team. It's just really, really wonderful to see families come out together supporting whoever is on the spectrum and their family and just getting to spend time together. And this year it's going to be a little bit bigger. There's more events for children. We're going to have a safety fair, which is something, again, that kind of goes with our theme of making sure that our kids and our adults on the spectrum are aware of how to handle themselves during emergency situations. So that's something we're going to have this time, is have firemen, police officers on the scene and can kind of give families some guidance on what to do during an emergency situation at home.
So when is this event taking place?
It's April 11th. The early registration begins at 8:30, and the walk itself will begin approximately 9:15, 9:30. And it's a very short walk. It's only a mile and a half. And then we'll have some food and music. And again, there is no cost associated to attend the event. But if you would like to make a donation, you can just go to the website, leapsforautism.com, and make a straight donation, or go ahead and make a team and fundraise for the event if you like to.
That's leapsforautism.com. I'm Katie Dempsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit, now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Do you want to sell or trade your vehicle without all the headaches it usually takes? No. At Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place, we are buying pre-owned vehicles of every kind, every day. Want to trade up or lower your payments? This is your opportunity. Stop by Allen Honda for a free evaluation of your current vehicle. However, you better make haste. We only have until the end of the month to grow our inventory. Take big advantage of this time-sensitive matter and come by Allen Honda today.
Join us Easter Sunday, April 5th at First Baptist Bryan for Operation Easter. Operation Easter is a free event for the community where 20,000 eggs filled with goodies will be dropped from a helicopter between our morning worship services. All children from newborn to sixth grade are invited to join in the festivities to collect as many eggs as they can. Our traditional service will begin at 9 a.m. Easter eggs will fly at 10 a.m., followed by our contemporary service at 11. We at First Baptist Bryan would love for you and your family to join us as we celebrate Operation Easter.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care, focused on you.
Tower of the Purse is the Brazos Valley's best girls' night out, Friday, April 24th at the College Station Hilton. Designer handbags, jewelry, and more modeled by handsome, heroic Aggie veterans. Hors d'oeuvres and happy hour, live and silent auction benefiting the Brazos Valley Rehab Center. Reservations are $40 and available online at easterseals.com/east-texas. Join us at the Power of the Purse and get carried away.
By God, I hope we got some legislators listening this morning. In North Carolina, they put a law out there that if you don't go the speed limit, you're subject to a $200 fine.
You know, I'm supposed to testify in front of Kyle Cassell's committee on Tuesday. I'll bring that up.
All right.
I'm going to be in Austin. I'm going to be talking to the Ways and Means Money guys a little bit there.
I don't think that probably falls within their purview.
It doesn't matter. Okay. I mean, you know, they got to vote.
While I'm here, right? Just yeah. While go I'm here, that.
Yeah. Mr. Legislator, while I am sitting here in front of
I'll
you,
I'll get that House bill for you so that they'll give them something that they can look at.
Fork's got a car that scans for the speed limit signs and it'll throttle your car to force you to go the speed limit.
That's what you want.
Oh,
yeah. You
why
want
not?
That, don't you?
Why not? That and you can't have salt on your food at the high school.
Well, I think TomTom does that. The border turns red if you're going faster than the speed limit.
That's yeah, no, they all yeah, do.
And
now.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. That's all right. Yeah. All right, anyway, on this date...
Nice look, by the way. How much paint did you get on that shirt before you wore it to the Good Friday show today?
I got to go clear some land when I leave here, so I didn't want to dress up. Okay. If you were all I was going to see, it certainly wasn't worth it. So anyway, have yourself a good holiday. We're back Monday, WTAW College Station, Brian.